Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi, Amud Aleph. And we're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Siman Tov Reish Chav Tes. We'll get in on the second line with Sif Gim, Yud Gimel. We're discussing the halachas of Schach. The Mechaber says, Kol Dabar HaMechubar, anything that is attached to the ground, Eimah Sachim Bo, you're not allowed to use that as Schach. V'dino K'din Ho'ilan, has the same exact status as a tree, the branches overhanging it, they're all the same, they're not kosher as Schach while they're attached to the ground. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Vav, Pirish, what the Mechaber is telling us over here, HaMechubar Meikaro, it's attached at one end, for example, Kagon Gefen Udalas, a vine or gourds, Avol Tolush Ulbesov Chibro, and it became detached and now is attached again. So in that situation, that is good. So the Mechaber here is only saying that is attached originally, Meikaro, it's attached to the ground. But if it was detached and now reattached, so then that is good. The issue footnote number 27 brings down from the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Truma Sedeshin, Shem Mitam Ze Muto Lechaber Es HaSchach B'Mismor Musukah. This gives you permission to go and attach the Schach to the Sukkah with some sort of pegs. And we discussed this previously as well, and we'll discuss it again in the Sharet Zion Tov Reish Lamed Gimel in Sivkot Vav. Now go to the Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Lamed Zayin. He says, you're not allowed to use Schach that's attached to the ground. He says, Ein and Simin, Tov Reish Chavav Siv Beis, Linyan Im Omar V'Sichich Bem. What do you do if you use it as schach and it's no good, but then you cut it off? So you have to go and be minaneya. You have to go and move each piece like we discussed previously in Siv Tof Reish Chavav Sif Beis. Now we go to Sif Yudalit. Mechaber writes, Yesh Dvarim She'asru Chachamim L'Sachik Behem L'Chatchila. There are those things that the rabbi said, do not use them as schach L'Chatchila. However, they're technically good, and it's only L'Chatchila for reasons that we'll see in a second that you shouldn't use them. What are such examples? Ve'mini asovim, these are various types of grasses that are detached. Shein amruyin lachila, they're not edible by man, and therefore they're not makabel tumah. They're not makabel tumah as a result. Ve'recham ra, they have a very bad odor about them that could cause a person to leave the sukkah if you were to be masachik with them. Or alternately, oshinoshim alehen, or their leaves are constantly falling off, and it would make the sukkah an uncomfortable place to be, to have these leaves constantly falling off on you. So l'chatchila, you shouldn't use such schach, d'chayshinon, because we are concerned, the rabbi said, shemosh shemitoch shereichon ra, because their odor is malodorous, and they're going to be uncomfortable to sit in such a sukkah, or sha'aleim noshim, or the leaves are constantly falling in your soup, and you're not going to want to sit there in the sukkah and eat it, and yetzim in a sukkah. So therefore, lechatchila, don't use such schach. But it's kosher schach, technically, and therefore, it's only lechatchila. And that's why in the Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Lamechas, he tells us that it's only lechatchila, bim avar v'sichech ben, but if you did in fact use him as schach, sheira, this is kosher schach, leisheba, and you could sit in such a sukkah. And this is v'hainu, af sheyesh lem schach achir. This is true even if you have other schach, nevertheless, einam chuyiv l'sachich mechodesh. You don't have to redo your schach here. However, v'imho yoreach ra kol kach, if the odor is so terrible, shein das ha'odom sovaltov, that a normal person wouldn't be able to sit there, yesh lomar the pasuk b'na Torah. That, in that situation, might be an issur d'oraisa to use such schach, because the pasuk tells us, teshu ke'ein toduru. You need that. Deboin and teshu ke'ein toduru, and if it's so malodorous, you wouldn't be able to do so. Dishu foot number 28 says, "Mishesh lo sukkah no sefes." If you have an alternative sukkah to go to, when the leaves are falling down so much, or when the odor is too bad, so then the Bikuri Yaakov says, "Yitochein shelo gozro lov shelo l'sheves b'sukkazu." So then, since you have an alternative sukkah to go to, if it bothers you so much, so then obviously if you're staying in the sukkah, it's not such a big bother to you, and therefore you'd be allowed to use this sukkah. Furthermore, he says, "What about a person who has a nosmia, a person who is unable to smell, right? Unfortunately, we all know in the era of COVID that there are many people that lost their sense of smell. So if a person lost their sense of smell, and now it's sukkah's time, and he's sitting in a very malodorous sukkah. So Tzidid, in the Sefer Beis HaShoeva, he wants to suggest that it would be acceptable. He could use horrible smelling sach because he doesn't smell. Because the whole reason not to use them doesn't apply to him. Because it's not possible to schach, it's just going to cause you to leave the sukkah because it smells horrible. But you can't smell. And therefore, in this situation, we don't say low plug and we say, no, it's no good, it's no good, it's no good. And therefore, it's no good even for people that can't smell because it's technically kosher schach. And we only say low plug when we're dealing with something that's possible min hadin. And here it's not possible, and then it's just going to leave you, cause you to leave the sukkah possibly. But here it won't cause you to leave the sukkah because you have a nose mia. You can't smell. On the other hand, the Kaf HaChaim disagrees, and he brings down, in the name of the Sefer Ruach Chaim, she'asal l'sachibim. No, you can't use such foul-smelling sach, even if you have a nose mia. Kivin she'asukkah ena miyuedes avuro. Bilvad. You're not the only one that uses this sukkah. Other people are going to use this sukkah, and they're going to want to come in, and it's going to be horrible smelling, and therefore you shouldn't use such sukkah, such schach for this sukkah, l'chatchila. Further, he says, machmas kidushasa. He says, it's a holy place. It's pasnish. It's inappropriate to use it with such foul smelling schach, even if you're not going to be disturbed by it because you have a nose mia. Dirshu footnote number 29 brings down, likewise, for the defanos, the walls, if they have a bad odor to them as well, being dasa odem sovalto, and a normal person wouldn't be able to tolerate this bad smell. So we're going to learn in the next simon, Tuf Reish Lamed, she'i talking, shepsulos l'sukkah min haTorah. This is also a puzzle min haTorah, midaraisa, again, because of this principle of teshu, kein teduru. You should live in your sukkah like you live in your house. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Tes tells us if the leaves are constantly falling off, v'dafka kishenoshrim doshrim tomid, if they're constantly falling off. But the fact that you have a leaf coming into your sukkah every now and then, avolamnei noshin, ela b'shas ruach, only if it's windy, then ksheira, then it is still a perfectly lechatchila acceptable schach. Sif Tes Vav, the Mechaber writes, v'chein osu l'sachei b'chavila, you shouldn't use various types of bundles for schach. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem tells us, v'chein osu, why do we use the term v'chein? So he says, af the omar v'chein, even though we say over here, and likewise, hainu, d'kishem hahi inyona d'sif yudalit osu chachamim, like in the previous Sif Yudalit, it was also over there, l'chachila, to use the foul-smelling schach, so to over here, you shouldn't use the chavila. So he says it's not really v'chein. Abo mikol mokom hocho chamira yose. Here it's not exactly the same thing. Here it's more chomer, that it's no good. Da'afilu b'di'evet also here, it's not good, not only l'chatchila, it's not good even b'di'evet. V'lo domi l'sif yudalit. Here, in this regard, it's not comparable to what we just said in Sif Yudalit with the foul-smelling schach, or the schach that is constantly having leaves falling off it. Because the hanu lo psile, those are only possible el mishon dilma shavik l'vinofik, because you may come to leave the sukkah. But here with the chavila, with the bundle, avu chavila psula dida, the reason that it's not good, hu mishum, the chayishinon dilma ovid sukkah min osui. Because you may have put up the bundle there originally to dry out the schach, and you weren't doing it l'shem schach, you were doing it to dry out the bundle. And therefore, if you change your mind and say, hey, that's great schach, you now have tase v'lo min osui. It's already put up there, not l'shem schach, and you'd have to readjust the whole thing. And therefore, b'di'emid nami paslil here. The schach itself was no good, and therefore, even b'di'evit, it's no good. Unless you, of course, would adjust it. Over medino seinu, shemochim nagudos anfei ilonos, in our medinos, where they sell these bundles of wood, shekorin yelnik, the kotzin oso lefazim abayis, and they did this to spread it out in the house. They had dirt floors, so this would be making the floors more comfortable. Efshar the ein dinam kechavila. Maybe these bundles don't have the status of a chavila that's pasul l'schach, because kivin the ein derech lanichal yavshan, because you don't put them out to dry. The whole concern is with these bundles that you're going to put it out to dry and not l'shem schach. But here, it's actually worse. The other Abba, Kishni Yashu, if they were to dry out, ain't shavim klum, then they're of no value. They're going to be these difficult, hard to step on pieces of wood. You want it to be nice and soft, so it makes it better than the dirt floor. So he brings this down from the Chayyadam, that in this situation, it would be acceptable. So again, the Mechabit started off here in Sif Tetzvav and told us it's also to be mesachich with these chavilos, and he gives the reason, which I've already mentioned, because sometimes you're putting this chavila up on the top of the sukkah, not a schach, but to dry it out. Then you say, hey, this is great schach. I'm going to change my mind and use this for schach. And that's not allowed. The osa sukkah psula mishum tasev lomino osui bepisul, and that's why it's no good, because it's not fulfilling that you have to put up the schach l'shem schach and not for another purpose, and then say I'm changing my mind to have it as schach. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Aleph explains further, kivan shelo hinichal etzel, you didn't put it up there l'shem schach, then you didn't put it up there for the purposes of shade, and therefore back to the mechaber v'gazru al kol chavila. And therefore, we don't allow you to use any chavila, even b'di'evit, because of this gezeira, this concern. Furthermore, v'kivin shemifnezei asrua, since they asked it in this respect, lo hutzruchu lesor ela b'chavila shederech liapsha. So it's only a chavila that is normally put up to dry that fulfills this concern and is not allowed to be used. And by definition, this is a certain amount of reeds or pieces of wood. Nobody would go waste their time putting up a smaller amount. So it's only if it's in a bundle and it has at least 25 reeds in it. That is considered something that people put up to dry out. Therefore, if it has less than these 25 reeds in it, but even though it's a chavila, l'chatchila you can use it. If you have a group of 25 and it's detached on one end, but it's attached on the other end, so eino nikris chavila as well. That's also not called the chavila kivan shi karin echa because it has one root, one connection. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this if karin men beis. Rotz Loma, what he's telling us here is umut l'sachik bo l'chachila. You can use it originally as schach l'chachila, fein tzorach l'hatir, so you don't have to undo it because again, nobody would then use that to dry out. However, the Mechaber continues, but if you added others to it, even one, so then it is going to be something that you may be putting up there to dry out, and it would have the status of chavila with all of the restrictions in the first part of this sif. The Ramah then adds, and he says, if it's not attached, these bundles, mishnei rasha on both the top and the bottom end, on both ends, that it could be easily moved in this way, it doesn't have the status of chavila for this din, and you'd be allowed to do this, and this is brought down by the Beis Yosef in the name of various poskim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Mem Gimel tells us, if you tie it in the middle, it's also considered an egged, the cholim l'tatlo, because that can make it move. So if you only tie it at one end, that's not good enough. If you tie it at both ends, that's good, or even if you just tie it in the middle, since it can be easily moved in that way, you might put it up there just to dry it out, and therefore it is no good, even bidi evid. Sif Tezayin, the Mechaber writes, Chavilo she'ein koshin oso elo l'mochron b'minyan. You have a bundle of these reeds, and you only tie them together to be able to sell them as a set number. U'miyad k'sheyikne hakone yatirena. And as soon as the person buys it, it's just to get it from point A to point B. As soon as he goes and takes it into his possession, when he puts it to where it's supposed to be, he's going to undo it. He doesn't need that tie other than to get it to where it's supposed to go. Ein chavila. It doesn't have the status of chavila, and therefore it would be kosher eschach. Doesn't have any of the concerns that we had that maybe you're going to be putting it up liyavish and then change your mind, and it'll be tasav lo min osui. Sif Yudzayin. The Mechaber writes, im sichech b'chavila v'hitira. If a person did in fact use a chavila for schach, and then he undid it, kshera, then it is good, because we're not concerned anymore that he did it over here for the purposes of drying it out. Why? Kivan she'ein asura ela mishum gzera. The whole reason why it was no good was a gzera, that maybe you'll come to put it up there l'chachila and have tasim and osri. But if you put it up there l'shem schach originally, and then you untie it, so then it is kosher schach, and we don't make any such gzera. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Mendali, wrote Shlomo, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is the Eino Dome, this is not similar, what we learned previously, if you cut off the branches of a tree that are hanging over the sukkah, in order to make it kosher a sukkah, and then you want to use those branches as well for schach, Eino Moel, that's no good, unless, until you take each of those branches that now fell on top as theoretically schach, but instead you have to lift up each piece and put it down. We talked about it. You have to pick up the both ends at the same time, one end and then the other end. You have to do a ni'anua. You have to do a lifting it up, a movement of it, and put it there l'shem sach. Because the haketzitza, just cutting it off, lo mikri adai maisa, that's not enough of a maisa. And here too, v'ochanami binyoneinu ha-torah, here undoing it, alzeh omar, here it's different. The shiny hocha, why is it different over here? Shini sur b'etzem. It was not a problem beforehand. It wasn't put up as non-kosher schach. It was put up as kosher schach. Ait is a gezeira. You may come to the next time, then put it up to dry and change your mind. But here you didn't do that. You put it up the shem schach. So the gezeira doesn't apply once you cut it because it's no longer applicable. El mishum gezeira asura. It's only because of this gezeira that there's even a havamina, like we just explained a minute ago, Urchiladel in Sif Tesvav, and therefore, Basha Enkein Hossam, by the case of the tree that was growing over it, did you cut off? The Psula Midaraisa, Mishum Chubar, that was an actual Isser. And now, if you cut it off, you have to go and do a Nianua in order to make it good. Here you don't. There, Ba'inan Maisa Gemura, Dainua Nianua, Achar HaKetzitza. So after you cut it off, you must move it. And that's what he concludes over here. The chavilo shenicha liyabsha. If you put it up for drying out purposes, which was shepsula bin haTorah, that's like the tree. It's no good. Dami mamish lahasim. Then it's identical to what we learned previously. And just like over there, v'tzorach niyanua achar haTorah, so to over here, you would need to do a niyanua achar haTorah. How do you do this movement? Hu sheyazizein mimkomo. You have to move it from its place, and we had discussed this previously as well. You have to lift up the whole thing at once, or at least both sides, one after the other. The issue footnote number 31 breaks down. Even though you undid it now for another purpose, it's not l'shem schach, but since it was technically good as schach, so this is still acceptable. The Chazon Ish writes, still ksherihi. Since when you put it up there, because it was placed as kosher eschach. And even though you're now undoing the bundling for a different reason, whatever that reason may be, the gzera doesn't apply to you in this situation. The issue footnote number 32 brings down, we learned in Simon Tov Reish Chavav, Shenianuahu hagba kol eitz. You have to lift up the entire piece of wood, anochaso bechazar bimkomo l'shem tzel, and put it down the entire piece l'shem tzel for purposes of schach. Ulefi hamavur in the Bach over there, shenechluku bazeh ri and the Rabbeinu Tam. Devar of Khan, the same thing would apply over here. Shetzorach lazizam lemakom acher. You either have to pick it up and move it to another place, according to the more stringent opinion, like the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. However, the Maimon Mordechai says that the Bach himself disagrees with this, and he writes that Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam are not arguing over here. Ladash shneim hakbos eitz min makomo vanochosu bechazara nechsheves kinyanua. Here in this situation, you don't have to move it to another place. It's just enough to pick it up and then to put it down. We're going to start Sif Yudches. We're not going to finish it. Mechaber writes, v'chein asu l'chsachech b'nisorim shirechoven arboa. A person is not allowed to take boards that are more than four tvachim wide. Arba is masculine, so it means tvachim, that are more than four tvachim wide, even though, afilu, ha'afachin al-tzidin, even though you're going to turn it on their side, and therefore, on their side, she'ein b'hem arba, they don't have four tvachim in width. Now, what this means basically is, the Mishabur explains in Sivkot Memhei, that we're dealing with arba tvachim, as I mentioned, it's masculine, she'domim l'tikras abayis, it looks like it's the roof of a house. When the boards are that wide, and b'chayshinim were concerned, shema yeshiv tachas tikras abayis shador bo kol shana. The person's going to say, hey, this ceiling in the sukkah is no different than the ceiling in my house. So just like it's good in the sukkah, it's also good in my house. And a person's going to go into his house and not into the sukkah. And that certainly is no good. The sukkah on the rachmana below bayis. You have to sit in the sukkah, and then your house shall call you mos shana, that you live in all year long. Now, the issue foot number 33 brings down, what about pergolas? And their width is more than four tefachim. So he brings out for the Chayyadim, based upon the Magin Avram, in the name of the She'elus Tshuvos from the Rashba, Sheish Listapik Shemadino Kineser. There's a question. Maybe this should be like a board, the Ein Mol Lesachek, and it wouldn't be good in this situation to put Schach on top of this, because you'll be miming on something that can't be Schach itself. However, he says, Ein limchos b'mishenoeg heter. You don't have to go and protest somebody that takes advantage of this kula. Kivan, shenosim bein asirugim schach kosher, since you're putting in between the pergola pieces of wood, kosher schach, lo shayachas b'zeh gzeras tikra. We aren't concerned over here for the whole reason for the concern, which is that people will say, if I can sit in this, I can sit in my house, so therefore we're not concerned, and it's acceptable. He brings down a number of other interesting points in this Dershu footnote, Ayin Shom. Now we go to Mr. Buris, if cotton mem vav, where he writes, if you turn it on its side, hainu, shlo hitil rochvan ala sukkah, you don't have the wider part on the sukkah, elo shkiven al tzidan, but you have it on its point, on its side, nevertheless, even though it doesn't have arba in that situation, it is no good. And the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton mem zayin, explains, lav davka, hu adin afilu heim pechusim mishlosha. This would be true even if it was less than three tvachim. Vatam, the reasoning is, to keep in the yeshom psul aleim, because they're no good. Nasa kishpudin shel matochos, they're no different than if, for example, it was metal pieces of rod. Hapsulin lesache b'cholinyan shovchon. Even if you turn them on their side, they're also still no good. I know we're in the middle of the sif, but this is a good break point because the rest of the sif is still long. And we'll save this for tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.